Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew chapter 6, and verse 33. For some weeks now, we've been on the subject of seeking the kingdom. And we want to continue with that this morning. He said, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." A familiar verse to many, a great word. Seek first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now that's a King James word. If you take the "yus" out, it'd just be rightness. Seek God's kingdom and God's rightness. And if you'll do that, will it affect you? It'll affect your life. Yeah, all these things. Now, these things you have to read up in the first part of the chapter there, and you'll see that he's talking about what you eat, what you wear, what we'd call the basic necessities and needs and desires of life. All that will be added to you. You won't have to get it yourself. He will add it to you. Now, a lot of people shout about that last part. All these things will be added to you, but that's not our part. That's God's part. And you'll find this to be oftentimes, Christians want to work on God's part. And that's missing it, isn't it? Because you don't have to work on God's part. God's got His part. Amen. He's got it. And all these things will be added to you. That's for a specific group. That's not going to happen for everybody. Who's it going to happen for? Those who seek first the kingdom of God and His rightness. If you do that, if we do that, God will do the last part, adding all those things to us. So great shout about all those things being added to you, but you don't need to camp there. You need to get on the first part. Am I seeking His kingdom? What is His kingdom? And how do I do it? So what is the kingdom of God? Now, we've already covered a lot of ground in these areas. So if you haven't been with us, go online, download the previous messages, go back in the Word Supply and get you a DVD or CD. It won't cost you anything. And around here we have a saying, no cost means no excuse for not knowing it, not getting it. You can't say you couldn't afford it. The kingdom of God is the king's domain, the king's dominion, what the king rules and reigns over. We're to seek that first. And we're to seek His rightness. And the two go hand in hand. What is the king's domain? What is God's reign and domain? Now, a lot of people would say, well, God's ruling over everything. Well, ultimately, that's true. Immediately, it's not true. God is not ruling and reigning over everything down here right now. It'll come to pass that He is in time to come. If you look at Hebrews and you look at 1 Corinthians 15, it says, then will be brought to pass. When death is put underfoot and Jesus Himself submitting to the Father, these things, well, has death been put underfoot yet? No. And Hebrews says, we see not yet all things put under Him. So it's accomplished. The plan is in motion, but right now, God is not reigning over every person down here and over every situation, but we are to seek that He does.
Yes.
Now, seek doesn't mean seek like you're trying to find it. It's the matter of pursuing the advancing and the expanding, right, of the kingdom, of what God is reigning over. Now, back up to the 9th verse, please, Matthew 6, 9. They asked Jesus about praying. And He said, pray like this, after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. When we pray, we got to watch about being too casual. When people become too casual to the point of being disrespectful, it's obvious they don't know who they're talking to. The further I go in my walk with the Lord, every year seems like I get a little bit more of a grasp of how big He is. He is awesome beyond words. You look at the mountains, you look at the oceans, you look at the sun, the moon, the universe. The one who made them is far bigger than they are, right? Far greater, far more glorious. And He is the one you're talking to when you're praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, awesome is Your name, right? Need to remind ourselves who we're talking to, who we're coming before. You know, folks, a lot of folks would pray differently if they realized who they're talking to. I mean, if you got to go to the president's office, would you run in there and fall across his desk and go, oh, Mr. President, oh, Mr. President, oh, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President. You'd say, what? What? You go, oh, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President. Oh, Mr. President, Mr. President. Well, the one you're talking to, our Father which art in heaven, is far greater. Right? Remember where you are. Remember you're coming boldly to the throne room. Remember who you're talking to, right? And show some reverence. Yeah, you got a right to be there. Not because of what you've done. But because Jesus bought and paid for you, right? That's the only reason you and I can come boldly into the throne of grace, but we can come. I said we can come. And we can talk to Him and we can pray to Him and He'll hear us. It's an awesome thing. He'll hear us and He'll listen to us. And the first thing He said to ask for was verse 10. Ask for what? Your, the kingdom of God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Then what is it, verse 12 and 13? He sums it up at the end by saying, for thine is what? The kingdom and the power and the glory forever. As I've studied this, I was reminded and saw clearer than ever how much the church has gotten away from this. Jesus talked about the kingdom all the time. The disciples in the book of Acts and Paul and Peter and different ones in the writings, the epistles to the church, they talk about the kingdom constantly. And in the church, modern church, the kingdom is kind of a vague idea. And most of the time people are coming to church to try to get help with their lives. And basically, it's let's see if we can get some help so I can build my kingdom, my life, my career. And that's not what He said. And that's also why a lot of people's needs are not being met and things are not, because they're not seeking His kingdom and His rightness. But is it true that if you'll seek first, the Young's literal translation says, the reign of God, if you'll seek that, and His rightness, all these things will be added to you. Go with me to the book of Revelation, please. Revelation 1. In Revelation 1 and verse 5, Revelation 1, 5 says, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, everybody say faithful. Amen. And the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, the prince of the what? Is Jesus the King of kings and the Lord of lords? Then there are kings, plural, and there are lords, plural. Who are the kings he's king of? Who are the lords he's lord of? Four or five people that think they know. Well, you don't have to speculate. He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. That didn't only save us from hell, that qualified us for a future with Him. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Verse 6 tells us He has made us. We didn't do it. He did it. He's made us what? Kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and what? Dominion forever and ever. Amen. We are the kings. He's king of, not my idea, we're reading Bible. We are the Lord's. He's Lord of. Whew. Revelation 5. Let's read another couple of these. Revelation 5, 10. Revelation is the end of the book. It's the revelation of the future. What happens past all this? What's coming? He's made us unto our God kings and priests. Says it again. And what are we going to do with this that He's made us? We shall reign on the earth. Somebody said, I thought I was getting rid of this place, getting out of this place. It's going to be fixed for us. New heavens, new earth. And you and I are going to reign with Him. Glory to God. And it's going to be just as real as us being in Branson right here today. And the cities and places that His people will rule over were just as real as New York or Los Angeles or Chicago or Miami. Come on, are you listening? Only much nicer. But very, very real. You're not going to be sitting on a cloud with a harp whiling away the millennia, floating and strumming along. You and I will have our assignments and our appointments, and we will do it under His kingship and under His lordship. We will reign, hallelujah, with Him. Somebody say, with Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.